Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
I'm Paul Kurtz, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia will try to restrict e-cigarette sales to minors. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports under the bill, if a store sells high nicotine or flavored e-cigarettes, anyone under 18 won't be allowed in the door.
The proposal originated with the Kenney administration and was introduced by Councilmember Bill Greenlee.
Some of these e-cigs have incredibly high nicotine level above a lot of regular cigarettes. And obviously, nicotine is addictive.
E-cigarettes typically contain 59 milligrams of nicotine per millimeter of liquid. Stores that want to allow teens and children inside would have to limit e-cigarette sales to products with no more than 20 milligrams per millimeter and no added flavoring.
Council tried to ban sales of flavored tobacco products last year, but was preempted by the state from doing so. A jury has acquitted Michael White of voluntary manslaughter in the stabbing death of Sean Skellinger more than a year ago near Rittenhouse Square. As KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson explains, White was convicted of tampering with evidence because prosecutors say he tossed the knife.
White was acquitted on voluntary manslaughter, possession of an instrument in a crime, and obstruction of justice. Linda Skellinger is the victim's mother and stood in the middle of the courtroom after the verdict, addressing Judge Glenn Bronson, saying the district attorney had blood on his hands.
He is condescending. He screamed at me when I said to him, "Sir, I'm just asking you to leave the third degree charges. Manslaughter's already there. Let a jury decide."
White's mother said she is thankful for the verdict but is praying for the victim's family. Charges have been filed against two men accused of intentionally setting fire to their pizza parlor and hookah lounge in Old City last year. KYW's Hadass Kuznet says the arson displaced 160 people and caused over $20 million worth of damage.
U.S. Attorney William McSwain has unsealed a 10-count indictment charging brothers Imad and Baha Dawara with planning and causing the February 2018 arson of their business in the 200 block of Chestnut Street. McSwain says in October 2015, the landlord sent the brothers a notice of default and a breach of their lease, which included 26 citations from the Pennsylvania State Police Bureau of Liquor Control Enforcement.
In response, Imad Dawara allegedly threatened the landlord that he would destroy the place if the landlord attempted to evict the brothers from the premises.
The brothers face 20 years in prison with a mandatory minimum of 17 years if convicted on all counts. Philadelphia police arrested a woman for pretending to be a registered nurse. Police say 48-year-old Rachel Ortega, also known as Rachel Bortman of Westchester, posed as the owner of Shanahan Enterprises LLC, a home health care company.
Officials say the woman is not and never has been authorized to engage in the practice of nursing in Pennsylvania. Also, Shanahan Enterprises LLC is not a licensed company with the Pennsylvania Board of Health. Rachel Ortega, a.k.a. Rachel Boardman, was arrested and charged with theft by deception and related offenses.
That's KYW's John McDevitt. Anyone who received care from the woman or Shanahan Enterprises is being asked to call the Philadelphia Police's Central Detectives Division. Congressman Dwight Evans is Pennsylvania's only member of the Congressional Black Caucus and knew Representative Elijah Cummings for many years and worked with him. His reaction to Cummings' death?
He will be missed for what he has demonstrated to all of us, not just for Baltimore and Maryland, but for the entire United States. He was a peace-loving man. He was a man who really was relentless about public service.
Baltimore and Philadelphia have very similar issues, and Evans says he thanked Cummings for all he had done, being an example of a man who never gives up the fight. Tom Wolf and Phil Murphy are working alongside the governors of New York and Connecticut to regulate marijuana and vaping. The four Democratic governors met Thursday in New York City with health and legislative officials as they consider the next steps.
We need to bring this into the open. We need regulation. We need to make sure we're protecting public health, public safety. But that's regulation, not prohibition.
Governor Wolf just last month said he is now in favor of legalizing recreational marijuana, but he's long supported decriminalizing the possession of small amounts of pot. Governor Murphy agrees it's a problem.
We've got a shocking gap between persons incarcerated in our system along racial lines, and it's almost entirely due to low-end marijuana offenses.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says a lack of federal action on pot and vaping regulations means it's up to states to act. He says marijuana is often vaped, and states should consider that when considering legalizing marijuana. That's the All Local. I'm Paul Kurtz. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.